In Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai has pardoned 24 prisoners from Kabul's juvenile detention center. The move is part of a traditional celebration of the end of Ramadan. As NPR's Quil Lawrence reports, all of the youths had been arrested for failed suicide bomb attacks, and many weren't yet teenagers.
President Karzai presented the captured suicide bombers on national television, the youngest only 8 years old. Just get close to a group of foreign soldiers and touch these two wires together, is what one 11-year-old said were his instructions. His Taliban trainers in Quetta, Pakistan, told him he would be able to detonate his vest and kill the foreign occupiers without dying himself. Another 15-year-old bomber told Karzai his trainers told him he needed an injection because he was sick just before he was sent to make his attack. Many of the kids said they were drugged before their operation. Most of the pardoned young men had spent the past several months here in Badam Bagh, Kabul's juvenile detention center. The name means almond garden, and the young boys here look hard to crack. The guards carry switches as thick as your thumb or short lengths of cable. Some of the boys sit in a math class, whistling every time the teacher turns his back. The Taliban brainwashes these young children, says Abdul Qayyum Bahadri, deputy director of the prison. To give them their due, Bahadri says, Taliban militants are very effective at convincing children that what they are doing is sanctioned by their religion, or that they will be rewarded in heaven, or even survive detonating a suicide vest. It's hard to deprogram the young would-be killers, Bahadri says.
I think some of them really regretted attempting to become suicide bombers. On the other hand, some of them were so much indoctrinated that even if they had been here for a whole year, maybe 2 years, I don't think it would have changed them.
Several high-profile incidents this year have involved children who carried out suicide missions, including a 12-year-old boy who killed a government official and several bystanders with a suicide bomb in Paktika province. Some of the children pardoned by President Karzai had been arrested crossing from Pakistan to Afghanistan. President Karzai said he would personally review all the cases of juvenile suicide bombers and try to get the children into schools. But even with the Afghan president on national television, one youngster rejected Karzai's gesture. I am a Muslim and there are still infidels in this land. With God's help, I will continue to fight against them, said one 15-year-old boy. That simple logic, unfortunately, resonates with many people across the country. An Afghan government spokesman later said that particular would-be bomber was not released from custody. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.